Bernadette Cooper does join us now. She's been out for the final time for the Winter Carnival, looking at horses running on Saturday at Doomben. Morning to you, Bernie.
Morning, Ben. Yeah, we had a rather beautiful morning here this morning, but it's got a bit overcast now. But Jimmy Roberts doesn't think there's going to be too much rain around before the weekend, so we're working on a good track at this stage.
Yeah, that's the good news. Yeah. You spotted in her time. Now, Josh Parr has just arrived back. He says, I'm still on the tarmac. 9.50 would be good. We were meant to interview him in about 8 or 9 minutes. But how and what the reports are on in her time this morning?
Yeah, she looked to work beautifully. I caught up with Ben Smith a little later, and she'd cooled down and then seemed to be, you know, to have pulled up really well. He said he hasn't really had to do a whole lot with her. Obviously, she raced in the Stradbroke, so and the 10,000, and both runs have been super, and she is the favourite, the early favourite for this race. So one would think if she just can repeat the Stradbroke run, she's going to go very close, isn't she?
Yeah, look, if she can, as we've spoken to many guests this morning, the barriers are just going to be so important. It's going to be 16 lining up, the rail at 3.5. You just want to get that nice run, don't you?
You do indeed. There's a whole pile of them jostling for good positions. We watched Miss Gunpowder work as well. She was very good winning here. I think it was Shreddy Day as well, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yep.
She won an earlier race. So one would think she could only have a bit more improvement in her, given that was her first way of going as well, this way of going. So she worked out, she was first horse out there, so it's still a bit dark, but we talked to Dara Ma after her work, and they're really pleased with her, thrilled that she's come on nicely since that run. We saw Bit-Eyed Babe, I tell you, I know she sort of probably hasn't run in some of the races like in her time, but she galloped beautifully, Jimmy Byrne. She was hooning the last furlong. We missed Rob Heathcote, actually, but we did catch up with Jimmy Byrne, and he was very thrilled, and he just kept coming back to the same factors you just alluded to, the fact that she just needs to draw the right barrier to get a nice soft run. Whether or not she's got the class to win a Group 1, probably debatable, but, you know, to fill a spot at least, you know, she's possible of doing that if she gets the right run in transit. I think that's all we had from that, right?
Yeah, well, Bit-Eyed Babe, Rob Heathcote text me. He said, excellent work today. Jim Byrne galloped, desperate for good gait after wide run last start. And that's the key. And he also texts me on Hofgarden, who's lining up in the mile and saying the horse will appreciate that trip in the Moom there on Saturday.
Yeah, I think so. We did talk to Deadly Forster. She's got two good to refuse in the Healy. She did work him, though, at Eagle Farm. He just went 4-2, I think, at Eagle Farm. We caught up with Barry Lockwood, who's going to have Hidden Pearl in the Healy Stakes, along with Brian Smith, got Stony Legend. A lot of those horses come out of, I think it was the Hinkler, and there was a number of unlucky horses in that race. So I don't know. Well, Hidden Pearl was unlucky from the fact that she drew so poorly, but I know Stony Legend was one of those horses caught up on the inside with nowhere to go. And that's probably pretty much it. Leighton, Seed, Burning Passion and Savan Gallop, but I didn't get an opportunity as, I've forgotten his name, the chap that
James Cummings. Work.
No, Sean.
Sean, okay. Well, we're going to see
James
those.
James wasn't riding in work anyway.
No, definitely not. He's preparing for another go. But Burning Passion, it'll be interesting just to see how the horse runs there. Hugh Bowman's going to ride in the Healy there on Saturday. All right, mate, it's been terrific to have these Tuesday reports through the carnival. They come and go so quickly. The weeks we've had a bit of an up and down with Eagle Farm, but we're there on Saturday at Doomben. Looking forward to it. Thanks, mate.
Pleasure.